We haven't seen much change in FX market since the daily open. This week could be a lot about sideways chop ahead of Friday when that monthly jobs report comes out of the U.S. And it seems the jobs report is once again becoming an important indicator with so much of the Fed's focus on jobs and inflation. And so the market will be keying in on the headline print and on that hourly earnings release to get a feel for whether or not the Fed has the luxury to continue to be as accommodative as it has been wanting to be. We've already heard from a number of central bankers today, and we'll hear from more as the day moves on, though at this stage, there hasn't been anything that is worth noting. There's been some chatter around a Bloomberg report that President Biden's infrastructure deal is back on track, and it will be worth keeping an eye on additional headlines here. Over in the UK, the pound has been outperforming just a little bit, with some attributing the relative strength to the news of the replacement of the health secretary to a more hawkish appointment who wants the country back to normal sooner than later. The UK has also reported the fewest amount of coronavirus cases in 5 days. Unfortunately, the same cannot be said in Australia, where Sydney is back in lockdown amidst this latest wave of outbreaks. We're also seeing reports of upticks in South Africa and California. That's all for now.